When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
President Biden signing a long-term security deal with his Ukrainian counterpart, though it may not necessarily survive changes in leadership. To Washington and Fox's Jared Halpern, all of this coming as we see that President Vladimir Putin is planning to visit North Korea for the first time in nearly a quarter century, Jared.
Yeah, that's significant. There has long been concern raised by the White House, by the National Security Council, that there really is now sort of a pipeline between North Korea and Russia to get weapons. And part of that is because of the Western sanctions, right? Russia has been so kind of isolated here that they really are now only looking to places like North Korea and Iran for the type of weapons and ammunition they need to kind of carry out their invasion of Ukraine. And so this is a significant sort of codification of that longstanding military relationship that the White House has long been warning about between Putin and North Korea. So we'll see later today, certainly, what that White House reaction looks like to this news. This visit comes right after dozens of countries met in Switzerland over the weekend at a Ukraine peace summit. Russia not invited to that, but it was a group of more than 70 nations who signed a document essentially agreeing that any peace settlement must retain Ukrainian sovereignty over its territory. Basically, what was Ukrainian territory before the war must remain Ukrainian territory after the war. That has been the main sticking point. Every peace proposal, if you want to call it that, by Vladimir Putin has included Russia assuming control of an awful lot of territory in the eastern part of Ukraine, some of which, by the way, Rich, Russia does not currently occupy, does not currently control after more than 2 years now of this war.
I want to switch gears for a bit. A story that you were reporting out over the weekend, and we're in June, which means that opinions are coming from the Supreme Court. There are some really weighty ones which are coming, abortion access, gun regulations, but other high-stakes decisions left for the justices.
Yeah, and listen, I got to say that as somebody who's covered the court now for more than a decade, we have a lot of opinions here as we get to the final couple of weeks of this term. So these are going to have to start coming pretty quickly. And there are a couple big ones we're looking for. None bigger, certainly, I think, than that Trump immunity case, not just because it will certainly decide whether or not some of these cases, particularly in federal court against the former president, can move forward. But it could really set brand new ground here on what kind of legal protections presidents have while they're in office, right? Can they be charged for anything for actions that took place while they were occupying the Oval Office? That will be a fascinating opinion. It is one that we continue to wait for. It has obviously kept the Trump trial here in Washington frozen. They've been unable to move forward as that immunity claim moves forward. Another big case we're looking for deals with what's called the Chevron doctrine. This has been about a 40-year precedent in the Supreme Court that gives an awful lot of deference in federal court to the federal agencies that carry out laws that Congress passes. So Congress passes a regulation, passes a rule. It's up to those federal agencies to implement that and carry it out with an awful lot of deference given to them. That has started to kind of be chipped away over the last few years as courts have said, well, there needs to be a lot more deference to kind of how these laws were written and what the understanding of Congress was at the time. A big challenge to that could be coming as it relates to the EPA in the next couple of days, Rich.
Obviously, we'll be reporting out all the significant developments that happen here on the radio, wherever you listen to us every weekday on 104.5 WOKV in your smart speaker, and get our breaking news alerts in the free WOKV app. Fox's Jared Halpern, part of our live team coverage in Washington.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.